80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
Coming home.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've ever longed to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting.
'90s and more for Chippewa Falls. 105.7 CFW.
With a lot of flash, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm.
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW. CFW. CFW streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. It's always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. A story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet.
CFW. 1057 CFW.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I first saw you, and it's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again, and it's been a while since I could call you. Consequences that are rendered. I stretched myself beyond my means. It's been a while since I could say that I wasn't addicted, and it's been a while since I could say I love myself. Just like I always do, and it's been a while, but all that seems to disappear.
extreme to another.
And then my friends just might ask me, they say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. I say maybe, but there must be a solution to the one thing.
Save up to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with our new Chippewa Valley Big Deals Store. From food and dining to home improvement, pets, personal care, and lots more, save big at WCFW.FM. Just click on the Big Deals banner. Chippewa Valley Big Deals at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety. On Monday, Attorney General Josh Call announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against federal funding cuts. The new lawsuit was filed against the U.S. Department of Education and argues that the agency illegally cut congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. The funding was meant to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and address workforce shortages. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was set to receive grant funding from the agency through 2029. The city of Altoona has announced an official opening date for its new container park. According to a press release, a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new downtown container park known as The Yard will take place on Saturday, July 26th. The site will include a number of small shops and restaurants made out of repurposed shipping containers, which city officials hope will become the heart of the downtown area. The grand opening will feature events from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., including the ribbon cutting, live music, a cornhole tournament, and activities for kids. Barron Electric Cooperative has announced a $1,000 donation to Marshfield Medical Center Rice Lake Hospice. Organization officials say the funding for the donation came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation. The foundation has specific rules about how the cashback credit funds can be used, so the cooperative was unable to use them to reduce rates. Instead, the cooperative chose to make the donation as a sign of support for the critical work that Rice Lake Hospice does for area residents. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies across the area tonight. Temperatures tumbling into the middle 60s by dawn. Our winds on the light side. For Thursday, sunny to mostly sunny skies. Highs in the mid and upper 80s. By Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms. It's 75 at our studios.
CFW.
Some of them want to get used by you.
more 105.7 CFW.
Well, I've been looking real.
1057 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
She's a baby.